This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's terrifying tale is about a park ranger and his discovery of an uncharted, undiscovered cave entrance at the Grand Teton National Park. And what he finds inside will terrify you. Now let's get spooky. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Hey, Campfire Tales. I recently came across your channel and figured I should share one of my spooky tales as a park ranger. Now that I'm thinking about it, though, this tale is more than just spooky. It's horrifying. I used to work as a park ranger at Grand Teton National Park. My morning began like any other morning. I woke up at 7 p.m. to get ready for the graveyard shift that I was assigned to that night. I rarely worked the graveyard shift, but when I did, it ruined my sleep schedule for at least a week. It felt genuinely horrible to wake up at 7 p.m. as the sun was beginning to set. I looked out of my window and felt disoriented looking at the sunset, as my brain mistook it for the sunrise which I was used to seeing when I woke up. The realization that it was sunset rather than a sunrise made me sick to my stomach. I groaned before rolling out of bed and shuffling over to the bathroom where I proceeded to take a shower and get dressed. I walked to my front door and sat down on the armrest of my couch next to the door as I put my socks and boots on. Before I got up, I opened my cell phone and logged into my work app to check who else was working the shift with me. I sighed for the mix of anxiety and sadness when I saw that I had been the only one assigned for the shift. I sat up and opened the front door, embracing the warm summer air. I figured working a night shift in the summer was better than freezing my behind off when I usually did working a night shift in the dead of winter. I walked the few dozen steps needed to reach my vehicle and got in. I started the car and was on my not-so-merry way to work. After driving for some time, I arrived at work and parked in the dirt parking lot. I exited my vehicle and walked the steps needed to reach the front door of the main ranger office. I pulled out my set of keys from my pocket and found the right one before letting myself in. I hung up my coat on the coat rack and walked over to my desk and sat down. I logged into my computer and opened up the work application once more, this time to see what tasks I had been assigned. It looked as if I had been assigned a routine half-hour trash pickup on the East Trail, starting in 30 minutes. I felt shivers go down my spine when I read that. I had recently been watching a lot of horror movies and getting into conspiracy theories about strange sightings and occurrences at national parks. I know, probably not the best thing to do when you work at one, but I just couldn't stop myself. And now, there I was, sitting in my chair, paranoid to go outside in the dark because of some imaginary creatures I read about on the internet. I finally managed to slap myself out of it and gained the courage to get up and go to the task that I was assigned. I got up out of my chair and figured I should probably just get it done now, even though it wasn't due for another hour. I grabbed some trash bags and a trash grabber and opened the door. I was instantly hit with a gut-wrenching feeling of paranoia upon opening the door and revealing the dark night to myself. I managed to slap myself out of it once more and step down the stairs. I walked a few minutes to reach the trail I was assigned to, and I opened up my first trash bag. I pulled out my flashlight, and remembered how tricky it always had been to hold a trash bag, flashlight, and trash grabber at the same time. I realized I probably would need one of those hats that had a flashlight on it. I turned back around and walked all the way back to the office. I let myself in, realizing that I had forgotten to lock the door made me a little paranoid. But I realized how foolish it was to genuinely assume that someone had snuck in there after I was only gone for a few minutes. I closed the door behind me and decided to do a quick check of the entire office, just to ease my irrational paranoia. I started with the front, I checked inside the three closets and found nothing. I then moved to the main office area, and slightly jumped when I saw what looked like a person sitting in my chair, only to realize that one of the employees had just forgotten their coat and hat on their chair. I took a sigh of relief and stood there for a few moments to let my heart rate go down before checking the rest of the office, and jumped again when I heard peculiar noises coming from one of the stalls. My heart rate instantly skyrocketed, and I thought that my worst fear had come true. Someone had broken in. I finally built up the courage and swung all of the stalls open, revealing nothing. I realized that the strange noises that I was hearing was just the pipes in the bathroom acting up from old age. I realized I had checked the entire building and found no trace of anyone. So I let out a sigh of relief and let myself relax, and let my heart rate go down, before trying to find the hat that had a flashlight on it. I went back to the front door and checked the surrounding closets. I was relieved that I found the flashlight hat in the first one. I put it on and clicked it on. The light wasn't the brightest, but it would get the job done. I walked back to the front door and opened it, embracing the fresh air and letting it soothe some of my nerves. I closed the door behind me and stepped outside. I walked the few dozen paces needed to reach the trail and was on my trash pickup journey. The flashlight located on the hat sure did help me see and made my job a lot easier than it would have been. After a while of picking up trash, a bizarre noise sent shivers down my spine. The noise was definitely from a living creature, but the scary part was, I could never fathom what creature. The sound sounded like it came from a creature that humans could yet even imagine, if that makes any sense. It sounded otherworldly. I stopped in my tracks and pretty much froze. I became extremely aware of my surroundings and was ready to run out of there the moment I heard any other bizarre noise, but luckily none came. After a while, I dropped the tension in my body and let out a few relieving big deep breaths. I then continued to pick up trash as I walked along the trail that clearly had a creature making bizarre noises. I tried my best to calm myself down and tell myself that it was just a regular animal, but it was as if something deep down in my body knew that I was wrong. I began to whistle to myself to try to calm myself down, but that didn't work either. It seemed as if no matter what I did, the farther down the trail I went, the more my anxiety increased. It was at this point that I seriously started considering forgetting about the task at hand and just returning to the workplace. But I knew that I needed this job and didn't want to risk any actions that would heighten the possibility of me being fired. I decided to just swallow down the physical nausea I was experiencing from the anxiety and continue picking up trash. 5 minutes later, the anxiety had gotten so bad that I actually threw up inside of the trash bag. But at that point, I was more anxious about losing my job than I was about the bizarre noise I'd heard earlier, so I quickly got myself back together and continued to pick up trash. Finally, after around an hour total of work, I had completed the treacherous task at hand. Once I'd picked up the last piece of trash, I actually collapsed on the dirt ground of the trail. I stayed there on the dirt trail for roughly 10 minutes when I suddenly heard the horrific noise from before.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The noise had grown much louder than last time, leading me to assume that I was now much closer to them, which made my stomach drop beneath the ground. I wanted to move, to get up and run, but it felt as if I was paralyzed from the fear. I tried to tell my body to move, but it was as if the anxiety was putting a block on all of my body basic movements. Because of the fact I couldn't move, my anxiety began to skyrocket and I threw up again. Luckily, after throwing up, I could feel that I had gained my ability to move. I got up and ran for my life without even bothering to pick up the trash bags. After a while of running, it became painful. I could feel my sore legs throb in pain each time they abruptly hit the ground after each step, until finally I couldn't take it anymore and I stopped running. At that point, I was only about a 5-minute walk from the main office, so I felt it would most likely be safe to slow my pace. After 5 minutes of walking, I had arrived at the ranger's office, just as I had expected. I ran the last few steps and opened the door instantly, closing and locking it with all 4 locks behind me. I instantly became paranoid that someone was hiding in the office again, so I decided to do another sweep of the building. But this time, I'd make it quick. I checked all the usual places and was relieved to find no one hiding in any of them. I finally collapsed into my chair from the exhaustion of running the fastest I ever had from that noise. As I sat there, I realized how cowardly it must be for me to run from a silly noise I heard from an animal in the forest, but I also remember just how uncanny it had sounded. In the past, I had always heard some scary animal noises on a trail, but I could always recognize it was just a standard animal and that it wasn't going to hurt me. But this time had just been different. It was as if my body knew that this animal was not something normal. I justified my running away in my mind based on the fact that the sound was unlike anything I had ever heard before. I decided that I should do something a little mentally risky. I wanted to research the sound that I had heard in the forest. I knew it could be risky in the sense it might tell me some scary things about the noise or the origins of the noise, leaving me panicked, but it could also give me a reasonable explanation for the noise. I sat up in my chair and logged into my computer. I went on a search browser and searched the description of the noise that I had heard with my general location. I watched in a mixture of fear and excitement as the search results loaded. It took longer than usual because of the workplace's slow Wi-Fi speeds, but eventually, after around 1 minute, they loaded. I scrolled the results and decided I should just close the application after skimming the first few titles. I could tell that they were all just nonsense conspiracy theories about mythological creatures who lived in the woods. But I was an adult and should have known better than to fall for those stories. I decided that I would stop being so irrationally scared and that I was going to go back out there and finish the trash job. All I had to do was take a 30-minute walk to the end of the trail and bring them back to the dumpster in the parking lot. It was quite a bit of walking, but as a park ranger, I was more than used to walking, much, much longer than the one I was about to do. I got out of my chair, feeling refreshed by the new upbeat attitude I had put on. I walked over to the door, stepping outside to embrace the now early morning air. I had wasted so much time being scared of sounds. The early morning shift would arrive in about an hour, so it gave me just enough time or maybe a little less to complete the task at the trail. I decided that I would jog for a few minutes on the trail to speed up the process. I made it to the trail and began to jog. I had not been in the mood for any exercise that day, but I could feel the exercise slowly revealing the stress from my body. So I decided to pick up the pace and actually run the rest of the way to the trash bags. After a while, I made it to the area where I had placed the trash bags and picked them up, when suddenly, I heard the same horrific noise from earlier start up. I froze in place, trying to bear the deafening noise until it finally stopped. I took a deep breath and attempted to calm myself down by telling myself that it was just an animal, but that didn't work. I knew something was terribly wrong. I began to examine my surroundings and trying to get a good look at whatever on earth was making the unpleasant noise, when suddenly something caught my eye. Nestled between two trees was a peculiar cave that I had never seen before. For some odd reason, I was greatly intrigued by the cave, and before I knew it, I was walking towards it, ready to enter and explore. I felt almost possessed as I continued to walk closer and closer to the cave. It was as if the cave held hypnotic powers. My body was screaming at me to turn back immediately and never go into the cave. But my mind repeatedly entered a euphoric state each time I remembered I was about to go into the cave. Finally, I had reached the cave. It was a little small, but definitely not suffocating material at all. I clicked on my phone flashlight and entered the cave without a second thought. The cave started out beautiful at first. To my left, right, up and down, there were gorgeous crystals blissfully shining off of my phone's light. Suddenly, the crystals in the cave began to fade in their abundance, until there was nothing more than a plain old cave floor left. And that's when my anxiety began to grow. It was as if the hypnotic state that I was in before entering the cave had worn off, and the reality of my situation had come crumbling down on me. Suddenly, I screamed when I began to hear the same horrific noise from earlier. Once the noise had stopped, I suddenly heard what sounded like dozens of footsteps quickly shuffling towards me, until a swarm of horrifying creatures were staring back at me. I could see them vividly because of my light. They were pale. They looked like humans, but I could clearly tell that they weren't. I honestly wasn't even sure if they looked like they were from planet Earth. I was paralyzed from fear, and I continued to stare at these bizarre creatures until one of them suddenly got ready to charge in my direction. I instantly turned and booked it out of there as fast as I possibly could. It was difficult to run in a cramped space, but that meant that it was even harder for the creatures to run in the cramped space as well, because it was much taller than me, or any human that I have ever seen for that matter. Finally, I made it to the part of the cave where the crystals were, and I suddenly entered the hypnotic state from earlier. I suddenly wanted to turn back, and I felt at peace in the cave, but I knew that that was my sign to keep running. It felt so bizarre to run for my life from a place that, in that moment, was making me feel at home, calm, and euphoric. But finally, I bursted out of the cave's exit. I looked behind me and saw the creature far back in the cave, still trying to catch up with me. I knew that this was my chance, so I instantly booked it. As I was running for my life, I began to wish I hadn't used a lot of the energy that I used from earlier running up here. I made it all the way back to the office and explained my situation to the morning crew. Many of them looked at me like I was pranking them, and rightfully so. I stayed there and the police came to investigate. They were able to confirm the existence of the cave with the strange hypnotic crystals, but they couldn't find any creatures. I quit my job a few weeks after that. I got sick of being teased and getting called crazy by my coworkers.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the Pineapple Citrus and Cherry Limeade Sparkling Energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,